doubt about angels being real. I can arrange to change any doubt you feel. Wait till you see my gadget.
Hello, you are listening. Hello, you are listening to show number. That sounds terrible. I should start that over. But why? Why start it over? What's really going to be so different if I start it over? Other than the fact that I won't be picking my nose. I have the worst sinus problems in the universe. I have to blow my nose. Hold on. Nobody understands. Nobody cares.
That gadget is mine.
Hello, you are listening to show number 23 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host, Sandy. So hi, it's been some time since I've posted, and I know I'm really awful about posting sometimes, but there are times where it is easier for me to post. I have more time on my hands, or I'm doing a lot less, and then there are times like the past couple of weeks where I'm just really knee-deep in a lot of other things, and then I can't post, and then I feel bad, and then I get email. Yeah, I feel bad, you know, but I am here, and this is the one-year anniversary of the very first podcast that I posted last year at this time, so that is, I'm feeling nostalgic. I am, just looking over this year and how things have developed with the program, and a lot has happened. You know, a lot can happen in 1 year. And incidentally, a lot can happen in 1 week. I am broadcasting to you from the craziest state in the country this week. I mean, what a difference a week can make. This week, this has been really some week here, let me tell you. Between Spitzer and cranes falling and all this kind of thing. It's just, what a week. But I hope this coming week will be a little different. Oh, and you know, it is St. Patrick's Day, so that's noteworthy to mention. And are the gays protesting about marching this year? I don't know. Or are they allowed to yet? I haven't followed that in a really long time. I don't know. It's kind of ridiculous, but, you know, what are you going to do? I'm not, you know, I do have an opinion on that. And I don't know if I should really talk about it because it's probably not going to be a very popular one. But I think that we have our own parade, and who the hell wants to march in some other people's parade? I don't know. But, you know, I guess there, I don't know. I have, St. Patty's parade is just, I don't know. Why do we want to march in that parade? Why? Why is it? I guess for, I don't know. I think there's some, like, immigrant guinea parade that they hold over here in the Bronx. I don't want to be in that parade. What are you going to do? But okay, so enough on that. But so yeah, and then like all week hearing about Spitzer and this 22-year-old girl, and I'm not going to get into it because I've been hearing about it so much. But the only thing that I do feel bad about is that woman, his wife. I mean, it's just so cruel to bring her out there, to have her stand there and publicly humiliate herself like that. I mean, I don't understand. Harvard educated or Yale, I don't know. She's a, you know, very educated woman. Where is the mind on a person like this? Like where does she, what makes her say to herself, yeah, I will go and stand next to this degenerate who he based his entire, Elliot Ness is what they should call him. Never mind Elliot Spitzer. He's, everything that he ever stood for are the very things that he's for. I don't understand. And then people get mad at this young girl. I guess I am going to talk about this, huh? I thought I wasn't. They talk about this young girl that she gets $4,000 to sleep with this guy as if that's like a lot of money to spread your legs for a man. Like $4,000. Ooh, what a lot of money. That is, to be a whore. First of all, strippers and this ilk of people, they get $10,000, $20,000 to sleep with these guys. I mean, these men they're dealing with millions and millions of dollars. $4,000. Take a fucking shit. You couldn't pay. There's not enough money in fucking China. There's not enough money in the world to pay. And just the way, like, these women, like, they're all over television, these madams, and just talking about it. You know, it's like we're back in Victorian times. Like, you know, just courtesans are just, you know, part of society now. Like, they're not embarrassed to say that they're call girls or, you know, hookers or whatever they call themselves. Just, like, there's no shame. Like, I don't understand this world that I live in with these straight people. I don't understand it. Do we have, like, a lesbian service? An escort service with just lesbians? That would be interesting. I wonder. But, so enough about that, because there's much more important things happening in the world. But, you know, I just hope that they don't turn around and villainize this woman who's had this horrible thing happen to her the way they villainize Hillary. I can't. But anyway, I will play the top voicemails that I received this week with well wishers for the lesbian mafia. There were so many funny messages, and if yours doesn't get played on this program, please, I'm not doing it on purpose. It's just I spent about an hour and a half narrowing down these phone calls, because there was, you know, there was a lot of them, but there were so many of them were funny, and I really didn't know how to prioritize, and it got really confusing. But so I'll speak for a little bit more, and then I will play the phone calls. But so, yeah, I guess what I really want to say is thank you to the listener for tuning in to this program. I had no idea that it was going to turn into what it has for me. I mean, I really didn't know it was, first of all, going to be this popular. And I really had no idea that it was going to become such an important part of my life. I am not a stand-up comedian. I just have a sense of humor. And, you know, Jerry Seinfeld said this on his, what's that movie that he did? I think it was called The Comedian. I don't know, but he said that, you know, growing up, that him and all of his friends, he said, we were all hilarious. All of us were funny. He said, I just happened to make a career out of it. So, you know, good for Jerry Seinfeld and his 55 Porsches or whatever. But it would certainly not be my nature to stand on a stage and tell jokes. That I don't know. I mean, people have been telling me to do it for years, and I don't have that thick of a skin, you know. This suits me perfectly. It's an outlet, and so for now I'm happy. And, like, you know, there's like a lot coming at me all at once right now, so it's kind of hard to really understand what to do with, like, speaking engagements. It just feels a little overwhelming to me. I do insist on going at my own pace. I don't really want this to turn into a product, because once I start thinking about it as a product, I completely lose any and all enthusiasm for doing it at all. So I want to keep the integrity of what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And I want to stay as close to the mark as possible. Because, you know, podcasting it's a very real media right now, and I don't think that people really understand it. I think you can tell by MySpace how popular a program is and how very real the activity is, how very real this medium is. And it's going to happen. You know, people are starting to understand it. Like, you even hear it on FM radio, how they, you know, they're making their shows available on podcasts. Like, everything is podcast now, because they're starting to understand it. But talk radio, it's really, most of it is, I hate to say it, garbage. And the couple programs that do, that are halfway decent, all they do is talk about homosexuals for 5 straight hours. And it's a little tiring listening to straight people talk about my lifestyle. And I imagine that at some point straight people will tire of listening to other straight people talking about homosexuals. I think at some point that's going to get a little exhausting, and a constant barrage of misogyny. Just the culture of these programs, they're just so hateful towards women and homosexuals. I can barely stand to listen to these programs unless it's a woman, and there's really not a lot happening. But so, you know, and I do this whole thing, you know, I have the angry shtick and everything. And you know, a lot of it is just for the sake of being, you know, stupid. But it does stem from authenticity. I mean, there are things that I am very angry about. I spew it out in a way that I think people can swallow it. And I've noticed, you know, just in doing this over this year, that I've noticed that a lot of lesbians, not all, we really don't feel like we have, like that we're allowed to be angry. Like that's a privilege that only straight men are allowed to enjoy. Because when, you know, men display anger, it's a sign of strength. It's very, you take them very seriously when they're angry. When women do actually display any type of anger over anything, they're automatically judged as hysterical, mad women. You know, like they're just out of their minds. When men make millions of dollars for being like Howard Stern, you know, lashing his anger at women out for years and years. And of course, you have to have respect for Howard for inventing talk radio as it is today. You know, whatever, fine. I used to listen to Howard Stern when I was younger, but, you know, and then as the years went on, I can't stomach it. But, so when men lash out their irrational, blatant, infantile anger at women, they make millions of dollars. But when women do it, they're automatically silenced because they're hysterical lunatics. You know, and so lesbians are definitely the main target of that kind of thing. It wasn't even 5 years ago that Rosie O'Donnell was America's sweetheart, and she made a couple of moves, and look what they've done to her. I mean, it's just, so I think that lesbians have kind of been silenced because of, I guess she's done some things that people don't like. I'm not sure what they are. I haven't paid that close enough attention. But I do think that as a result, a lot of lesbians feel like they don't want to come off like they're angry about anything, especially if they're trying to be in some kind of media. They just want to come off like, you know, they're just, you know, we're not angry at anything. You know, nothing makes lesbians angry anymore, you know? The fact that you have no rights, no voice, no civil liberties, like nothing. I mean, it's just, we're not angry about anything. We're just really loving, happy women that are trying to look as straight as possible so that we don't scare you. And we also love men. It's really annoying. And then what you'll see happening is that these women are constantly needing to drink or do some kind of drug. So myself, I don't do any of the above. So I'm very in tune with my, I'm very in touch with my feelings because I'm not sedated. I'm not saying that I shouldn't be. I'm just saying that I'm not. That's all I'm saying. Judge me if you will. But there are certain things that make me angry. For the love of God, gay people getting killed in the streets makes me angry. The fact that men still make laws to govern women's bodies, this makes me angry. The misogynist culture that I live in, this makes me angry. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should drink more. I don't know. Whatever. Look, you know, when I was going out to bars when I was younger and clubs and that kind of thing, there was more of a reason to drink and opportunity to maybe indulge in some stupidity here or there. Never really got too heavy into the drug culture. I smoked some pot here or there. When I was a teenager, though, I swallowed any pill that was in front of me almost, pretty much. And just about any inhalant that came across my way that they were selling at the local bodega. So, what a sin that they were selling poppers to teenagers in bodegas. What a sin. Shame. Shame on you. Anyway, so I know that a lot of lesbians in particular are very scared for their self-image and they deny their anger, pretend that it doesn't exist. You know, if you throw yourself into your relationship, maybe you'll forget. The people that really scare me are the people that never get angry over anything. It is so opposite of human nature to not be angry at your societal position in life if you are a gay person, particularly a lesbian. And a lot of people think that we have it a lot easier, especially if you're a femme, that you have it so much easier than gay men when you're a lesbian because, you know, the straight men love you. Straight men sexualize our lifestyle. They dehumanize us. And more importantly, we're not even in the slightest way are we a threat to the establishment. Gay men are a threat to effect change because of the male privilege that they were born with. So being a man is a lot more threatening to the establishment. Being a gay man is a lot more threatening to society and the culture that we live in rather than lesbians. You know, and that whole angle that I take on these topics, you know, it's worked, I guess, you know, maybe You're not supposed to completely take me too seriously, because half the time I'm blabbering on about something that's really nonsensical, like, you know, chocolate for Valentine's Day, which, you know, was ridiculous because I got about 3 boxes of chocolate for Valentine's Day and like 2 dozen roses. And when I saw them, my eyes lit up like a 4-year-old. You know, so, I mean, you know, I'm full of shit. Yeah. That is not the point. But so I just want to say just thanks so much for all the feedback, and, you know, the hearing from you guys is what makes it all, in the end, validating. I mean, you know, it is nice to get some credit for stuff that you're doing. So I'll proceed on and play the top messages that I received after I posted the bulletin in the middle of the week. So I will play those for you now, and I will end with a song from Natalia Zuckerman. Stay tuned for that, because you won't want to miss that.
Hi, Sandy. It's Chris, the Zanny Head in Florida you talked to the other day on the computer. I want to call you and give you a song I got, and congratulations on a year. With legs wide open, welcome to this space. I'll show you everything. With legs wide open, under the spotlight, I'll have you naked and tear you up with legs wide open. Good luck, girl. Take care. Love you. Bye.
Hi. Hey, Sandy. Happy anniversary. God damn it, I have fucking Tourette's. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I just wanted to say happy anniversary, motherfucker. And just saying, we love listening to your show and the Lesbian Mafia is rocking shit. Let me start. Hello. Or hi. We like listening to your show.
It's awesome. So are lives. We're psychotic, crazy lesbians.
Yeah. We have our names tattooed on each other.
Like typical fucking dykes.
My name is Ashlyn, and her name is T. We love your show.
Awesome.
Bye bye. You're awesome.
Hi. I like this show. Oh, I'm eating cabbage and noodles right now. Yeah. I don't know. My bird crapped on it, so I don't think I'm going to eat it, but I like the show. I like it. I like the show. Okay, people are fucking my mess up, so whatever, bye. Like the show.
Hey, this is Weber Girl 06. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my page. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my page. Love you, girls. Keep up the good work. Thanks a bunch. Happy anniversary. Bye.
Woo! It's your birthday! Woo! It's the Lesbian Mafia birthday! I'm gonna go out and buy me a pink dildo to celebrate the Lesbian Mafia turning one. You know what I'm saying, girlfriend? You know what I'm saying. Go Lesbian Mafia! Go Lesbian Mafia! Y'all are shit! I better be put up there, because I'm from Huntsville, Alabama, and we don't get no respect down here being gay. Man, but happy birthday. Keep it real.
Oh, I heard the Lesbian Mafia's turning one. Woochie woo, woochie woo, 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 woo. Happy birthday, 1 year old. I'm so proud. Oh, my gosh. Anyways, I just thought I'd wish you happy birthday. We love you. Poor little baby. Bye.
Hey, hey, hey. My name is Michelle. I'm calling you from Miami. I just wanted to say that I love you guys, and I wanted to wish you a happy anniversary. You guys have a good one, and I hope that you, you know, you keep doing what you do. And I can't wait to hear the next podcast. Happy anniversary.
Sandy! Mafia! Sandy, it's Nikki from Brooklyn. And I'm leaving you a funny message for your one-year anniversary, though. Happy anniversary, and, I don't know, is this funny enough? You better play this. Is this funny? Mafia! Is this funny? Mafia! Is this funny? I hope it's funny. All right. Happy anniversary. Hey, it's me, Nikki, again. Happy anniversary. Was that funny?
So I hope that you found those amusing, because I certainly did. And again, I'm really sorry if I didn't get to put your message up here. There's a lot of them that didn't make the cut, but, you know, yeah, it was really hard. But, hello, Miami. Who was that? Anyway, so, yeah. So, again, thank you very much for hanging out with me. And if you want, you can add Lesbian Mafia on your MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. You can find us there. And if you want to leave a voicemail, you can leave it at 206-984-4093. And again, if you leave an interesting, creative, funny, stupid, retarded, moronic, imbecilic message, there's a very good chance it may get played on the show. So that being said, I will close off the show with a song from Natalia Zuckerman called Fool's Gold. She's got a new CD coming out, drops April 18th. It was produced by Willie Porter, and it's on Weasel Records. She's got some really great guests on there, like Melissa Ferrer, Edie Carey, Allison Miller, care of Annie DeFranco, and she's just like a lot of really... She's a real deal, and she could play the hell out of some slide guitar. So if you want to find her, you can get her on MySpace at Natalia Zuckerman. And she's got a beautiful, gorgeous voice. She's beautiful and gorgeous. You definitely want to look out for her. So... and if you are an artist and you have some good stuff going on, you can always send your MP3s over to me at thelesbianmafia1@aol.com. And I will try to get that up on the podcast. I love hearing new music, and I can't play copyrighted music. So if I have your permission, I'll be more than happy to throw it up. And I support basically, you know, queer artists. That's what it's about. You know, it's what it's about. Again, thank you guys very much for listening and supporting the show. I really appreciate it, and all of the promoting that you guys do. I don't even ask you to, and I see that you put the show up on your top 8 or 24, whatever number that is now. And you guys take the banner and put it on your page. I mean, that's really, I can't message everyone individually, but it's really, you know, I don't want to get too schmaltzy, but it's a really nice feeling when I step on somebody's page and I see the Lesbian Mafia on there. It's like, it's just surreal, and it really makes me happy. And I love every single one of you guys for doing that. And last but not least, thank you to all of the girls for being on the show with me this year, because, I wouldn't have had a program if I didn't have everyone to talk to, because that was the format of the show, was talking to my friends. So I'm really appreciative of you guys for doing this with me this year. All right, until next time, I'm going to try to avoid BBC right now, because there's nothing but horror all over it. So I will talk at you again soon. Here's Natalia Zuckerman with Fool's Gold.
I went driving through the hills of West Virginia and through the morning dew. Smoke cleared up ahead. Well, I could see what you're doing, what you're doing. I came here for the solitude and the endless skyline. And I came in for the courage it will take not to take you back again with me this time. You are the freeway, and I'm a country road. Oh yeah, but at the end. intersection. They are mining for fool's gold. You're sleeping curled up on my jacket now, and there's bottles rolling at my feet. And every time we clean up around here, well, it's just more to clean up. All of your music and listen to mine. We've even made up a few of our own along the way, but you know all I can remember is this line. You are the radio and I'm a country song, don't you know it? We drive each other crazy, but you can't help singing along, singing along, singing along. Do-do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do-do, hey. Shady tree up ahead. Let's pull over for a while, 'cause it's been days since I've seen you smile, since I've seen you smile. And oh, out on this freeway there's a country road somewhere. When I find the intersection, I'm gonna pull over. Just to show ya, just to show ya, just to show ya.
Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean, and no man can jump in between. No, talk behind my back and criticize my life, but I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we
when does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.